from KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at water issues in Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. In Texas, not everyone is excited about the possibility of taking money out of the state's rainy day fund to finance new water projects. Voters will cast ballots deciding the fate of the measure on November 5th. And while the water fund has broad bipartisan support, not everyone is on board.
We feel that this ballot measure is not the proper way to deal with Texas's water challenges. Texas does have some serious water challenges, but there's plenty of state and private funding that is already available to fund water projects, and simply throwing more money at the problem we don't think is a good way to deal with the situation.
That's Josiah Neely with the Texas Public Policy Foundation, a conservative think tank based in Austin.
There are other avenues and available state monies and private money for water projects that aren't being utilized. In 2011, the voters were asked to approve $6 billion in funding for water project loans, and they did. And that money hasn't been loaned out yet, and yet now the voters are being asked to take another $2 billion out of the rainy day fund to approve loans. So I think that before the voters approve any more state money for water projects loans, you know, the state should at least be utilizing the money that it has available now.
The Texas Water Development Board has the authority to make loans to local or regional entities for the construction of water infrastructure. Neely says that one reason why the state loans money to smaller entities instead of just dishing out state money is so that each city or region can pay for its own infrastructure. As far as where the money to loan out comes from, Neely says that on the state side, his organization would rather see the money come from the general fund than the rainy day fund. As for the private side, that's definitely included in the state's plan. The Texas Water Plan does anticipate private investment playing a large part, but Neely says that investors are hesitant to do business with local entities because the local groups don't want to pay for projects by raising rates. He also says that those local groups are hesitant to enter into projects because rules limit the ways they can use the water resources.
There are big Wall Street firms that have infrastructure funds where they're supposed to go around and invest in things like, you know, water projects, and they would love to invest more in Texas, is what I'm hearing, but they can't find that many takers because of the regulatory environment problems, and also just the unwillingness to fund the projects via rate increases. Localities are not so eager in order to enter into these loan agreements with them, right, to borrow money. As far as why the localities might be uneager to do that, we have Texas service water law is based on Spanish law with an overlay of Old English common law with several statutory overlays, and anytime you have to make a sale or you want to change the use to which you're putting your water, potentially you can have to have a contested hearing, and there's all sorts of other red tape that goes on that really creates uncertainty, which makes these localities and other organizations reluctant.
Josiah Neely with the Texas Public Policy Foundation in Austin. We'll hear more voices on this topic next week here on Tomorrow's Water Today. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.